The museum is now closing. The museum is now closing. Ceramics throughout the ages. Ceramics have a long and storied history within the creative efforts of humanity. Beyond being vessels for food and drink, they were often made in honor of various gods. Some of our earliest records show a god about which little is known. One of a set, Siptes is a draconic god found throughout many regions. While most gods appear only in one main area of influence, the symbol of Siptes has been located in over 1,000 different areas, with various degrees of influence. Recorded instances of the symbol of Siptes go all the way up into the early 1900s. Legends circle about the god's ability to enthrall the minds of followers. There are several rumored disappearances involving items from the god's various temples. Here we see one of the oldest and rarest symbols of Siptes, a serpent curled around an ancient pot, found somewhere near Greece in 1891. It is said that he who breaks this offering to the god will face their wrath. Rumors of curses are, however, not at all true. The superstitious, however, still believe that Siptes is out there somewhere,
and that he has disciples throughout the world. Archaeologists who do not treat artifacts with care have been known.
Oh my. Someone should have been more careful. That was one of my favorite faces. Early man had such a simplicity to his design. Don't you think? There's a reason you're not supposed to get too close to the artifacts, darling. What's the saying? Look, but don't touch. I've never been good at it myself, but then... I am a god, and you are but a mortal, and thus, for you, there must be repercussions. Oh? Wondering where the voice is coming from? Would you be more comfortable if I had a corporeal form? Well, be careful what you wish for. No running. You haven't paid for what you broke. What's the English saying? You break it, you bought it. I've always preferred Hammurabi's thoughts when it comes to recompense, but c'est la vie. He was a bit of a hard touch. I prefer a bit more softness. Surprised to see me in the flesh? Mortals usually are. Of course, I've updated my fashion sense a bit since the cave paintings. I find a slight Victorian flair serves me very well. Do you like a suit? A cane shows off my curves rather nicely. You, on the other hand, oh goodness, no fashion sense at all. Not that you'll have to worry about such things for very long now. Why don't you calm down a bit? Settle yourself. Just breathe deep. Have you noticed it yet? The scent that lingers on my breath, spicy and cool, calming and exhilarating all at the same time. Makes it hard to focus, doesn't it? But why would you want to focus? Why would you want to put forth all that dreadful mental effort when you could let me do that for you? Why think it all when you could have a god doing all those complicated things? Free will is such a burden.
Let me relieve you of it.
Now that you're feeling more agreeable, why don't you look into my eyes? They're pretty, aren't they?
Pink, blue, green, such a lovely steady rhythm.
Like a steady drum, a hum in the back of your mind. Let it flow all over your senses as you breathe. Let all those struggles flow away. Let them flow down the river of your mind. Feel yourself immersed in me before the term becomes more literal. There you are. Deep breaths in and out.
Wonderful.
Now that you're a little more docile, why don't I show you one of my more popular shapes? One that had been so nicely curled around that pot you broke.
Poor thing.
I can see why it was a favorite of your ancestors. There's something so wonderful about serpents. All muscle, bound under beautiful scale, waiting to wind around playthings. Don't you agree?
It does feel good to let it all out every now and again. Come here, my dear mortal. Let me hold you close.
Oh, you look so cute, framed in purple coils. Your kind always wears such adorable little smiles when entranced. You like the feeling, don't you?
Being bound up in my body,
subject to my whims, feeling me undulate all around you.
Would you like to experience them more closely?
You do have to pay for what you broke, after all.
Come.
Why don't we get to know each other more intimately?
If you think my coils are snugly on the outside, just wait until you've experienced the inside. Come, little one.
Yeah.
Now, let's just fix this little discrepancy. And now that nothing is amiss, let us go enjoy each other's company for a very long time to come. Ah.